brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. I've been speaking and certainly spoke yesterday about the work of the enemy, and I know that that can frighten us, or the opposite direction, to cause us to scoff as though Satan has no power in our lives, when in reality he certainly tries to exercise all he can. And it depends on our lives. If our lives are full of sin, unrepented sin, I'm not talking about repented sin, but unrepented sin, makes us very vulnerable to the lies of the enemy. He can work with our pride or with jealousy or with envy or with whatever. He can work until he gets us off course. And I don't want you to go around afraid of the enemy, because by the graces and the gifts of the sacraments, if you're really faithful to them, they will alert you. The graces from those sacraments alert you, this is going to take me down a wrong path. Lord, help me to make the right decisions. That just needs to be a constant in our lives. Is this life a battleground? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But the more we seek God's will, the more we want to conform our lives to God's will, the more protected we are from the work of the enemy. So I want to encourage you to just come before the Lord every day and say, Lord, thank you for the life you've given me. Thank you for the opportunities I have in this world to serve you. Lead me and show me. Make me want your will more than I want my own. I had to pray that for a lot of years until I found out how good God's will is and how short-sighted and narrow my will, my preferences are. Once I was able to see that, I was able to give my life more fully to God, and I pray the same for you. We've talked a lot about good and evil in the last number of programs, and I just want to encourage you, keep it simple. Keep it very simple. Lord, I want to follow you. I want to obey you. I want to do your will. Teach me. And then every day spend time with his word. Every day receive the sacraments as often as you can, especially the sacrament of reconciliation and the Eucharist. As often as you can, because that's what nourishes, that's what strengthens your will. Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. John Paul, as I've said many times, called it radiation therapy. It burns out the selfishness and the jealousy and the envy and the anger. It burns it out in us. He called it radiation therapy. It destroys the cancer in us. Give God time. Give God time, and you will see what he will do. He will not leave you where you are. If you want to draw closer to him, he will hear your prayer and answer you. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Mary Ann Cope. I don't know how many of you know about her. She was one of 10 children, a German immigrant family that had settled in upstate New York. And she joined the Sisters of St. Francis in Syracuse, and at the age of 46, she went to Hawaii, where leprosy was ravaging the native islanders, and Mary Ann sought not only to relieve their physical sufferings, but also to surround them with touches of beauty. And that's what we want to do with the poor and the suffering. Surround them with touches of beauty. My heart bled for the children, she said, and I was anxious and hungry to help put a little more sunshine into their dreary lives. And she died in 1918 after serving the lepers for over 30 years. Robert Louis Stevenson lauded her in verse. She was quite something, along with the others who worked so much with the lepers. So right in your own surroundings, right in your own circumstances, how can you bring a little light and a little sunshine to someone else? It begins that way, brothers and sisters. It's so simple. A smile, a word. Please, please learn how to look out before you look in. Look at the needs of others first. The first reading, again, is taken from the second book of Samuel, chapter 6, verses 12 to 15 and 17 to 19. David went to bring up the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David amid festivities. As soon as the bearers of the Ark of the Lord had advanced 6 steps, he sacrificed an ox and a fatling. And then David, girt with a linen apron, came dancing before the Lord with abandon, as he and all the house of Israel were bringing up the Ark of the Lord with shouts of joy and to the sound of the horn. The Ark of the Lord was brought in and set in its place within the tent David had pitched for it. And then David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. When he finished making these offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. He then distributed among all the people, to each man and each woman in the entire multitude of Israel, a loaf of bread, a cut of roast meat, and a raisin cake. With this, all the people left for their homes. So here we have the end result of having fought evil and overcome it by the grace of God. And then a time of rejoicing and thanksgiving to God. When good things happen to you, some people never remember to go back and thank God. Some people say, oh, thanks, God. But some people return and render thanks for all the good he has done for me. What part does gratitude play in your life? It's really important, brothers and sisters, to see that. When God sees gratitude, genuine, sincere gratitude, he responds by giving you more. Gospel of Mark, chapter 3, verses 31 to 35. The mother of Jesus and his brothers arrived at the house. Standing outside, they sent word to Jesus and called him. A crowd seated around him told him, your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside asking for you. But he said to them in reply, who are my mother and my brothers? And looking around at those seated in the circle, he said, here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. Do you see that those who seek to do the will of God are drawn into the family of God? And it's a very close-knit family. It's very big, but it's very close-knit because it's God who is the Father and the author of it all. And he can reach into the hearts of every single one of us as though we were the only person on the face of the earth. And he will love us that way. He knows you intimately. And how do we respond to that gift of God giving himself to you and to me? How do we respond to that? The way we ought to respond is to say, Lord, draw me closer to you. Give me the courage and the wisdom and the humility to seek your word, to seek your way, to seek your plan before my own. I'm encouraged today as I meet many young people deciding on careers, future plans, really being before the Lord, saying, Lord, teach me, lead me, show me. I'm sure there are many people listening to this program who do that, but I'm also sure that there are many of us who don't do that. Who just say, at most, we say, God bless this. That's not giving yourself to God. That's not giving your plan to God. That's holding it very tightly and giving God a quick glance. And God waits so patiently because he wants to guide you in the way that's most going to bring you to eternal life. And he wants to guide you in such a way that you can bring so much good to others in the process of following him. He honestly does. He knows you. He knows his plan for you. He does. Honestly. And we tend to shy away from that because we can't imagine it. How could God know everything about every single person who's ever lived or is living right now? How could he possibly do that? Because we can't. And we put our limitations often on God. Don't do that. He is infinite. His love for you is infinite. His desire to serve you as if you were the only person on the face of the earth. That's how he desires to lead you and to guide you. And oftentimes what happens then is people say, okay, that's true. So then I go and I say, God, what about this? And I don't get any answer. Or what about that? I don't get any answer. So God doesn't speak to me. Or what you're saying isn't true. But here's the point, brothers and sisters. Here's the crucial point. We don't go to God like he's some kind of answering machine and we click it on to hear the messages. We go to God who is our Father. And we bow down before him and we thank him for life. We thank him for the good things that we do have. We thank him even for the crosses we carry. And then we say to him, Lord, what would you have me do? This is what I'm interested in. This is what I think would be very good for me or very good for my family or whatever. But Lord, I put all this in your hand because I want to be led by you. I want to be a help to others because you put me in a particular place. And that doesn't mean that God's going to come down with a scroll and tell you what to do. But people will say things to you. Or you'll pick up a magazine or a book and you think, there's the answer. Or in the quiet of your own heart, God will inspire you. But we need to wait for that. Sometimes you have to wait a year for that because God knows that the other parts, the other pieces aren't ready. But seek him. Seek his face. Dispose yourself. I find that, and I probably have said this to you before, but when I'm going through a time where a decision needs to get made and I just want to say, let's get this over with and just make a decision. And this is what I think. And then we do that. I or whatever group I'm part of at a given moment. And I think that there is a time where you have to say, okay, we've prayed, we've sought, let's get together here and decide what we should do. That sometimes is how God works. He works through the grouping of us who are trying to further a project, let's say. And we pray singly and we pray together and then we best share our thoughts and come to a conclusion. Oftentimes that's what God allows to happen. But sometimes God has a sharp right turn or a sharp left turn that he wants us to make. We think we're going down this road and he wants to move us in a new direction. That's why we have to be so disposed to him, and he wants us to be disposed so we will turn to him, that he's not a token. It's not a token prayer or a token acknowledgement, but that he is here and that he loves us. And many times he gives us a wide range of what we can choose. Other times he has a very particular thing in mind. And if we're not really seeking him, we're going to miss it. Brothers and sisters, God loves us, each of us. He loves us deeply, deeply. Please, let's open our hearts more to his love and to his direction. May God bless you. For the free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, dial 1-800-282-4789. For the CD, 40 Days Journey, Encountering the Love of God, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. Cost of the CD, $10. God bless you.